Hey, good morning, everybody. It is 11:01. It is February 15. I'd like to welcome everybody to Leon County Research and Development Authority Board of Governors meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have no guests today. We will have people participating by electronic means, so can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right, that passes. Any modifications to the agenda? Hearing none. Did we receive any public comment?
We did not.
All right. Everybody's had a chance to review the meeting minutes from December 7th that were in the packet. Are there any edits?
I'll move it.
Been moved.
Second.
And seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
That passes. Consent agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
It's been seconded. Any discussion on consent? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
That passes. Item number 8, Treasury Report.
Board and Chair, you had before you a copy of the financials. I would call your attention first to page 1. It's the income statement. It's for the period ending December 31, 2023. There are some good news things on here, but the bottom line is not so good. But first of all, revenue is way ahead of plan by some $21,000. Very positive there. And then we go down to the operating expenses. They're way below plan. Another very positive statement. And the unique numbers, or you have them? I saw you looking over here.
Yeah, I'm good.
You got them, okay. Expenditures are right around $270,000, roughly. That's about $59,000 less than we had planned to expend. I really want to compliment staff on maintaining very good revenue flow and extremely good expenditure flow. We look at the very bottom line, the net income. We had planned to lose about $198,000. But we've only lost $133,000. So the good news is we're losing less than we planned to lose, if that's good news, I guess. So you have the second page is the balance sheet. I'll leave the balance sheet there for your review. No real comments on it. And the third page is the cash flow. Some concerns here again as we talk about that. If you go down almost to the bottom, you'll see the highlighted line says ending cash in banks. And if you look at the LCRDA columns of all 3 months, you'll see in December we had cash of about $2.3 million. You'll see in November it dropped to about $1.8 million. And now in December down to $1.572 million. So cash flow continues to drain. We continue to have issues there. Now I mentioned that, but once we take over the building, we will have somewhere between an additional $40,000 to $60,000 a month of expenses that we do not have now. So the drain on expenses will severely pick up once that building becomes ours. Now, I compliment Michael on some plays he's working on with insurance. Insurance could cost as much as $10,000 a month. He has worked out with the contractor, the builder, to perhaps let them maintain their insurance for a while longer and us just reimburse them. Their insurance is some $7,000 less than what we might have to pay. So a very positive move there by our executive director. We continue to have very good work from our staff.
Excuse me, are they going to do that, or they might do it?
They're willing to do it. They've agreed to do it. It'll go until we don't owe them money anymore, until they kind of punched out the project. Right. It can't go forever, but yeah, we can do it for probably 2 months.
That's great.
I had the pleasure of touring the Danfoss building yesterday, some 154,000 square feet. And the interesting thing, Ricardo says, is we're now beginning to lay plans for expanding this building. That is impressive. They have the space to do it. Their contracts for product that they're developing are coming in so fast that they can hardly keep the buildings going fast enough to keep them building, keep the product moving. The interesting thing was I looked in their break room. The break room is so big that it had 12 microwave ovens built into cabinets just for people to come in for their breaks. A very impressive building. The nice thing is, though, that once they get that CO, and I think they're about to have
they've
it.
They've already got it.
I think they do have it.
Yeah.
So we could be expecting another $268,000 of revenue, our third and final flow in from the MOU we had.
That request will go out tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's been requested, and we should be having that $268,000. So that's a nice revenue hit, but it's a one-time hit. And we can live with it for a while longer, but again, our drain on cash continues to be a big concern of your treasury. Mr. Chair, I conclude my report and available for questions.
Dave, thank you, and thank you for your work, and Ani for your support on this. The drain in cash, this is what we've been talking about for the last several or 8 months. We've seen this, we understood that this was happening, and this is really the reason that we started this dialogue of, okay, how do we look at the appropriate positioning of the future of Innovation Park? So thank you again. What questions do we have for Dave?
I will make two more comments other than what we just presented. And one is that the audit continues to go, but we don't hear any concerns with the audit at this time. So that should be wrapped up in another 60 days or less, but that's in good news. We don't have any 90-day past dues that are really a concern, so that's also favorable. And, sir, that completes my report.
Mr. Treasurer, could I ask you to look ahead 6 months and kind of give us some idea of what you would project?
Well, yeah, boy, if you look ahead 6 months, we could be very close to being out of cash when that extra $60,000 comes in.
Well, no, we won't be.
All right, you say we won't be. But
no, I mean, the question would be what's close to out of cash? We should end this year, fiscal year, with certainly, you know, $1 million-ish. And that'd be September, at the end of September. Yeah, we keep in mind, and I'll get into this in my report about, but we haven't taken over the building yet. Contractor still has control of the building. So in addition to the $10,000 on insurance, $15,000 on utilities, staffing, we've already picked up, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 just in those 2 months. It may be another month or two before we have some of those expenses. So that puts us in a much better position to make it to September this coming year. The second year, subsequent year, absent some kind of transaction like we're contemplated, we would certainly be out of money by then.
He's closer to the numbers than I am, so.
All right, so can I get a motion to approve the report?
I'll move to
move. Been seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay. Item number 9, NFIL and IPTLH update. Michael.
All right. Now, please stop me and ask questions. I'll go as quick as I normally do. The current expectation for kind of turnover of the building, if you will, substantial completion, we think is now February 29th, March 1st. And that doesn't mean they're punched out and completed a bunch of tasks, but that's when it'll be technically ready for us to take over as the owner of the building. Again, the implications of that, as we mentioned, would be utilities and insurance, which we've worked out a little bit on insurance. Change orders, we're at $228,000 to date. I anticipate another $10,000 or $20,000 change orders max. And then we will do some things on our own, frankly, past after turnover, which includes, I think we mentioned filling the floor gaps and the cracks in the concrete that are by design. We want to put some kind of material in there just to protect any kind of waste from getting in there and making it easier to clean. That would be a $30,000 to $40,000 cost to us to do that. And we'll just do that post-closing on the transaction. DCC appropriation, and I can come back to any questions on the construction if anybody has them. DCC appropriation, we have collected $500,000 under that so far. We have another $280,000 request being processed I would have said being processed 3 weeks ago in all fairness. So I'm hoping to get that payment next week. And I would have said that 3 weeks ago, but I know it's being worked on. So and remember, that's $1.5 million in total. That money was mostly spent so far on fixtures, furniture and fixtures. If you were to go over there today, the place is completely full. Every space is full of boxes and furniture that is under assembly right now. There are a number of crews out there putting that together and much more to come. Lots of interest in leasing. So much so, frankly, that we are trying to work with FSU and better tailor the prospect list down into what makes the most sense for the lab, frankly. We've got a lot of demand, I think, as Bill predicted very early on, for the chem lab space, and we don't really want to be sold out of all of the chemistry labs. One of the things that we're working on right now is contemplating having maybe two of those spaces be shared labs where people would book time in the chem lab for half a day, a week. I don't know how it works. There are people who've done that elsewhere. In fact, Valerie has got some experience with some of that, and we're going to work through that. Maybe that makes it more attractive for more folks and, in fact, increases the utilization of those spaces because the people aren't using the hoods 24/7 when they're in the space. There's a lot of downtime. So this may be a better way to leverage the space. Again, we're not signing any leases with anybody or membership agreements because all of those agreements have to be approved by the EDA. FSU had some comments they would like to take a look at what we had in place. I'm supposed to have those back today that I could submit to the EDA. The time it'll take EDA to review that and get back to us, I am unwilling to predict. It will not be in 24 hours. I commit to that. I will start pestering them after a couple of weeks, but I got to give them some time to at least get it in the list. And then we've already kind of mentioned insurance and utilities. One of the things we did is we engaged Talcor for an extra $1,000 a month to help us with the training and maintenance of the building, the air conditioner, the elevator, the boiler, all those things need preventative maintenance to preserve your warranties, all those things. They've got relationships with all the major systems, and they're already working on assembling kind of a checklist and a book of what's got to be done monthly and quarterly. We do have some unique systems in that building, eyewash in particular, and some other things. We're going to have to learn that, and we've got training supposed to be scheduled over the next 2 weeks where they're going to train the four of us and the Talcor reps to know how to work stuff and learn how to do this. So that's a real project, and Talcor is going to be a massive help in doing that.
And there's a couple folks from FSU facilities.
Yep, and we've engaged a number of different folks across FSU who have now all toured the building that we're going to invite to all the trainings so they understand the facilities as well.
Okay.
That's what I've got on at that for number nine, at least NFL and IPKLH, and I'll pause for any questions.
Questions for Michael. All right, hearing none. Item number 10, LCRDA update. Michael.
All right. I alluded to this briefly. We are still working with FSU and FAMU kind of on this process. Everybody is still very bullish on moving through the exercise to the assignment of the leasehold interest. Part of this process was we had to update the maps and define all properties. Through that exercise, you would guess there are certain things that we have been looking at for the better part of 20 years on the map that are not what the county appraisers, the property, the parties have. So we are mopping up some things. It'll require us to resurvey a couple of parcels, which I'm supposed to have a proposal on that today or tomorrow. But this way, I do have a graphical representation of what the park looks like, what everybody's supposed to get. The exercise, we've had a preliminary conversation with DEP. Everybody kind of knows that's coming, at least internal to the state, if you will. Nobody's turned off by anything. We've got to have FSU and FAMU figure out their CAM conclusion. Right now, we're the ones who control CAM. They'll ultimately have to work out a CAM formula and relationship, but they have the tool to do that now. So that, and we don't need an outside agency or anybody to approve that. So these are just pins we can knock down earlier so that when we get to them, they're already done and they're not going to be a roadblock later. Next steps will be to submit the document I mentioned to the EDA, wait for their approval. I don't anticipate that to be a problem. It's just got to incorporate the EDA required language about reporting requirements. And that so anybody who joins the lab as a member, tenant, or any capacity is aware that this was funded with federal dollars.
Let me interject on this. The number of moving parts in all this is continue to shepherd this forward. He's been modest in his comments as to exactly how much shepherding this really is required, whether it's working with the survey team or FSU or the EDA or FAMU or whomever. All these parties, there is there's multiple layers on layers of conversation. We've put together, and I don't know if we're going to look at it or not today.
She can flash it up there, and we have card copies if anybody feels one that wants to take a copy.
We've been working on a Gantt chart that lays out all the details, and it's really nothing that we need to go through in detail at the board level. Seeing the Gantt chart will give you an idea for how many different moving parts are in play. And what I would suggest, and this is my own read of the landscape, we can guesstimate as to how long these things will take, but every institution that's involved in this is a very large institution. It takes time, and it's going to take more time than we hope. I think that's the punchline. Whatever we think, just add more time to it. It takes a long time.
Turns out what I deem urgent, EDA, county, the feds, FSU, they do not agree that what I think should be at the top of the pile. Surprise.
But if there's one person who is pushing on the sense of urgency with all of these entities, it is Michael.
It's a specialty.
All right. Any questions on item A?
And that's just a summary level, folks. That doesn't even contemplate the chart that would be 25 pages long just on the lab.
Yeah. And all the programmatics.
And just there's a million other things. It's just a summary of us to kind of keep the high level thing. Something that was brought up, I believe, at the last meeting was the Eisenhower property and the status of that. That phase one is ongoing right now. We got that funded with a federal grant to do the phase one. Depending on the outcome, a phase two may or may not be required. And we have an opportunity to get funded for that as well. There was also the perimeter and the survey and the details of the Eisenhower site were also incorrect on some of the documents that we have had for better part of 30 years. So we've cleaned that up as well. Anyway, and so the phase one was resolved for that matter.
But what is the acreage on that?
18. But some of the initial documents had a different 18-acre parcel. But it is the one we have is 18. That's obviously why it's confusing. Johnson Building, we did just to give you a quick update on some of the things we are spending money on, where you see some of our cash going. We had to do some repairs to the exterior and some insulation under our GSA contract. They get an inspection every year from a third party that reviews it and gives us a list of things we have to maintain. So that was taken care of. We also spent a few dollars repairing a lot of washout around the trail in the middle of the park, that pond, that we spent several thousand dollars. I was able to get half of that back from our insurance carrier because I characterize them all as sidewalk improvements and safety related. And they had a grant program that if you spent some money for those kinds of efforts, you could get a 50% of it. So we took advantage of that. Briefly, the Career Source folks were supposed to be moving out next week. That is a $7,000 a month lease. Their next space is not ready. My understanding is there's base they were supposed to move to hasn't even begun to be remodeled, so they needed some more time. What we agreed upon, given the nature of where we are, was a two-way 60-day notice requirement. So if they want to leave, they got to give us 60 days notice, and if we want them out or a subsequent owner wants them out, they got to give them 60 days notice. So, you know, I expect they will be here for the balance of the fiscal year, which is probably another $40,000 or $50,000 in revenue that we weren't really counting on. We also renewed a couple of lease with Florida State tenant and renewed a lease with somebody in this building. So we'll pick up another 60 grand-ish, but that we know of over our fiscal year in leases. Assuming we run the whole way as the owner until September 30th. We also talked about last meeting the liquidation of SPIA into Prime. That is now complete. The benefits, of course, for the increased liquidity as well as the higher interest rates. For some sense of it, we budgeted $25,000 in interest for the fiscal year. We're at $25,000 already as of right now. And we're clicking off close to $6,000 a month right now in interest, having moved the money, and we have access to it much quicker. We already covered the OUB. We're requesting this week that last $268,000. One of the topics, tech grant, typically we do that in May. Correct me if I'm wrong. We're looking at pushing that back to the fall, tie it in with some different things that FSU is involved in that. I can't, but it's
Discovery Days.
Yeah. We also have an application in that Bill is working on right now for a $50,000 federal grant. So the RDA is still working on things that it's supposed to work on, and not everybody is focused on the transaction that we're contemplating. And then the last thing I had on this one was last, there was a conversation that was initiated on what it have, what's the future of the RDA? And I characterize that benignly, if you will, on the agenda here, the RDA without real estate. And we just talked about it at the exec committee, and there was at least a conversation that was going to be continued here today.
With respect to that, and going back to my earlier comment about the amount of time that it's going to take to step through all of this, I believe, and I think the conversation from the executive committee, we need to address what's immediately in front of us, which is stepping through the transaction. Again, that will take time. It's going to take more time than we hope. When we get to the other side of that, or at least when we have full clarity of what the time frame associated is with that, I think then we can start to have a more appropriate conversation about what do we do after that? What does the authority do after that? How do we move that forward? But right now, it's not the appropriate time to start that conversation. And we certainly don't want that conversation walking around the community when we're not ready at this point to do a deeper dive. So what we asked from the exec committee to today is just to ratify that recommendation.
And I would add to that before that, just with FSU and us have been working on how to leverage the build to scale grant. If you guys recall, that's a $750,000 grant over 3 years. And Valerie and Stacy are very interested in looking literally at titling people here, titling people we hire to make sure we take full advantage of that over the next several years to make sure the lab is fully staffed with most efficient dollars that are available to us. So they're interested in that $750,000.
Any other comments?
I gotta say, I'm not comfortable with being muzzled by the executive committee, to tell you the truth. I mean, I get the feeling that I raised both of these items about the Eisenhower property and about the LDRCA without real estate. And I just think that we are a mature enough organization that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We ought to be able to have a conversation about what our future is rather than sitting around waiting for some of these documents to be signed and cleared through FSU and FAMU. It just seems to me that we're wasting that time.
With respect, there is zero sitting around waiting. That's just not part of what's going on right now. If we go back and look at the number of things, the issues that need to be resolved, I understand, but for the record, we're running hard. And I don't think that there's any reasonable way at this point to start the conversation of what's next. We have to get to a definitive resolution of what we are working on currently.
Is there any indication that that's not going to be the end product of this exercise? I don't think there is.
In my opinion, nothing kills a deal quicker than time.
I agree.
And we are seeing more time layered into the conversation. And we need the current staff and the administration of Innovation Park LCRDA. We need this team to be fully engaged to get us to a point. And then there's going to be a conversation of where do we grow from there or where do we turn from there? And so this isn't the executive committee trying to place a muzzle. We specifically asked that this come back for ratification at the board level. This needs to be something that the board agrees to.
And I made the motion. I feel uncomfortable talking about the future of our staffing, the future of our group without some finality. I mean, we're still at the starting blocks. This thing could blow up. We still got to run the facility. And if it's the will, there's only one way that I see that this could happen, and that's having an outside committee that's not made up of the board members running parallel to us. But that's going to take some people's time, and I don't know if they've got time.
And I think the other reality I would add is that if this transaction is done in 6 months, we're in a vastly different financial position than if it takes 12 months. If 12 months, our options get real skinny because it will have burned through so much of the capital we had, even to be complicated under a 6 month completion. The other thing is, do we want to do something that's completely in conflict, at least with what FSU is thinking and planning regarding the Build to Scale grant? That grant will only come to the LCRDA. That is not transferable. That is not an assignable grant. It will either go away or it will come through this organization. And one of the conversations we had the other day was possibly that FSU hires a position under the FSU. We would then contract for the lab benefit with the grant money. We're allowed the 1099 and contract out a lab manager, contact out a marketing contract. It could be an FSU employee that we're contracting through FSU to use those dollars, which defrays FSU's costs to operate the lab. And again, to the extent you do or don't agree that that is the mission of this board and this entity, I think that's the conversation. But if there's a role for the entity to play to advance the success and the odds of success of that lab, I think that's got to be weighted until we can't provide that anymore. That's really the role of the, in my opinion.
That's a three-year timeline.
That's right.
And we've communicated very closely. FSU got the Art Ignite grant, which is $5 million. There are some synergies there, and we're having very transparent conversations about how do we make the most out of the lab utilizing the assets both parties have. And so it may take a couple of years to plumb the money through our organization in order to benefit the lab.
And if we run out of money before, then there is no match to get. But that's the advantage of getting the transaction done sooner, because then we have enough money for the organization to provide certain things to the lab. If it takes till next spring, it's a vastly different set of circumstances.
Let's let Eric talk first.
Yeah, it's a hard question, all this stuff, but there's a huge task ahead of you. This is the first I've heard that it's kind of slower pace than we had forecast last fall. And the reality of the situation is, you don't know what you're going to have left to plan with until this is done. So the only thing you can do, I think, is to just press on and get it done as quickly as you can. And if there are opportunities that you can help the other side or sides out to speed things up, that's a better use of time.
And to add to that, if you don't mind, we also have to run our mission here as well. I mean, as we're going. Mm-hmm.
We're still signing leases. We're still fixing air conditioners. We're still dealing with whatever comes up every single day.
And we're still chasing money.
Yeah, Bill's writing grants.
Yeah, 50 grand plus another 150 kicker. We're written into other grants in the ecosystem. So that's also an important function.
And you were going to?
I hesitate to say this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. There are so many moving parts in this community and in this area of endeavor that we are part of. Ray has been one of those people who has always looked further down the road, wider than just what we were doing here. The idea that we're going to be tagged with some sort of failure of the LCRDA, I don't think is really a threat at this point. That's just not how I see it. It's a morphing into something. Is there any possibility that we could have a subcommittee that did not involve staff time at all, that would do nothing but sit around and chat about, this is what I've heard about all these moving parts. This is what I think about how these other entities that might be doing economic development, et cetera, are doing. And keep a list of ideas. I mean, I am totally on board with the, we're not ready to do anything right now except move full speed ahead on this, this huge project that I think is going to be fabulous. But it would be really great if there was this opportunity to just sort of keep a running list of this is kind of what's going on. And I'm not talking about doing papers or anything. I'm talking about having the conversations. I know that has to be in the sunshine. It's a subcommittee. I don't know. There's a lot of sunshine law fear for good reasons, but I don't know that it's even necessary to have somebody keep any kind of detailed minutes. I think you can sit around and chat about it. And the only people who would have to do it would be the people who want to. And, if it's three people, or if other people want to on a particular day come and attend the subcommittee meeting, which might involve all of us going out to lunch and eating and paying for our own meals, sure, come. If you're having a particular, ideas that you want to talk about, that could be useful. It only if it doesn't interfere with what anybody is really having to do as their day job. Mm-hmm. That's my idea.
Okay, so Ann's recommendation is to form a subcommittee that can get together inside of Sunshine and just carry on a conversation about what's next.
Inside or outside of Sunshine?
It has to be inside. There's no way it can be anything else. And I would want to have a conversation with Melissa about exactly what we would have to do. I know the noticing requirements are just a pain in the neck.
You'd have to notice.
Yeah, but if we did a notice thing that was like the chart that I saw somewhere, this is our notice on the Wednesday of every third week, we notice a meeting and they occur. And this is where they're going to occur and when they're going to occur. We either do it or we don't. I mean, does that take care of it?
So if it's a subcommittee, but anybody's welcome to participate, does the subcommittee have specific members?
I think it would have to have a couple of specific members just to kind of, it would be up to the members to say, yeah, I'm going. And that's one of the things. How would those communications work? That's one of the things.
I think that you're also going to have to have minutes taken. I think that is a mandatory requirement.
I can take minutes. If the minutes are, we discuss things that might happen in the future.
If that's the topic in the agenda, then that would be hard to escape all those obligations if you really are contemplating the future of the organization on which you mutually serve. The prospect of not documenting that exercise.
But if the notion is to aggregate ideas and we have no decision-making authority.
You don't have a quorum, you certainly won't, right?
And back in when you were chair or maybe right before you became chair, we had a committee that was outside. And it had one board member was pretty involved, and they had been when we were contemplating the first division of assets here. Kim Williams was on it. I can't remember. Do anybody remember? Dave, you're maybe the only one around. But we had one. There was one board member, so we weren't violating Sunshine. That kind of was just a facilitator. And they came up with a bunch of ideas that I think some of them we incorporated and some we didn't. But it was a way to do it without the burdens of...
Oh, one. Just one. That's a great idea.
So, go ahead.
I just want to offer a comment, if I may. I've been out in public probably more than everybody speaking to groups, including Leadership Tallahassee, the Alliance of Entrepreneurial Resource Organizations. And I've been saying, hey, I want to let you know what's going on. It's being discussed. It's not widely publicized. What we're looking at is transferring assets to the two universities because that articulates our mission of research and commercialization better than we can do it ourselves. everybody's head nods and says, well, that makes sense.
Most of them say it's about time.
Yeah.
And we've done it, remember, we've done it three times historically.
And nobody thinks it's a big deal. About the lab. I mean, that, if you look at the lab as the accomplishment of this organization, it is a home run. It's that's not grand enough. And so folks are excited about what you have been able to do as a board.
So in compliment to that, the phraseology that I've used is we're considering ways to strengthen our affiliations with the two universities. Certainly, you unpack that, and it's distributing real estate assets as step one. Something I want us to be careful of, and I think it's something that we probably need to seek counsel from Melissa. When and if, or if and when, this board makes a decision to wind up the authority, when that decision is made, as I understand it, everything needs to be focused on accomplishing that. And we are not ready to do that. We're not there. That's not part of our conversation today. And I don't want to get tripped up on that. I don't want to put that out there, because then we're held to that. That's our new standard legally. And again, Melissa needs to opine on that. But we know that there are many steps that need to be accomplished operationally before we get there. And we don't, I don't want to run into a left turn that we don't know how to accomplish.
Or that we potentially don't control the process because we've jumped on a new track.
Mm-hmm.
That has its own prescriptive process to follow and maybe its own timeline.
So Ann's recommendation is for subcommittee.
It was just an idea. I don't even know if it's a recommendation, and I say that sincerely.
Well, then, friendly amendment to the idea. Can we, Michael, can you visit with Melissa and get some counsel and direction?
I can.
And then would you communicate back primarily with Ann?
Yeah.
And let's carry that conversation forward to the next meeting. Okay. Anything else on, the board, the executive committee is asking for ratification of that decision point. Is there a motion?
I'll make it. I made the motion before.
It's been moved and it's seconded. All in favor, or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, it carries.
I didn't know whether Ray was going to or not. I thought he might.
I didn't know.
I have nothing to add in my chair report other than acknowledging Michael and the staff for all the work that they're doing to step through this process. Bill, I know. Aini, I know. You guys, Peggy, you guys are carrying a huge burden right now. A lot of water is being carried. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate what you're doing. Michael, some of the cost savings and the additional revenues, every dollar helps. So
it's lucky. I say yes to stuff.
And I'll add, it's exciting and fun. I mean, it's great showing off this fantastic new facility. And I'd like to thank you, Dave, for being
here. He's leading the tour count right now. Dave has more tours than anybody.
Do we need to consider having further conversations with both universities in the interim period about potentially leasing all of the space that will be distributed?
FAMU is urgently needs the space, right? They send somebody over here every week measuring offices, trying to figure out what's going on.
This building.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they want the lab space. They want the ag space. I mean, they want all sorts of space. And I had the provost in here last Friday, and I told her, here, really what you need, us to lease the whole other side of the building from us right now. I'll make you a deal on it. And then whenever the transaction gets done, you can unwind it. So we're still trying to do those things to accommodate their needs. But we have a duty to protect the RDA while we control these assets. So the extent I can get rental revenue along the way, that is my intent. if nothing else, it's the right thing to do, but also may prolong our runway whenever we get to this finish line at some point. And I wish I could give you a better projection or a timing of when that will be. I would like it to be tomorrow. It won't.
So I believe that that action would be inside of the already delegated authority to the executive director. I don't know that it needs a motion. Is there any comments or thoughts on that?
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Anybody else?
Eric? This is a little off topic. If there's anything anyone else can do that will help facilitate what you need to have done, please let us know.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any new business?
Well, let me just ask a question before we go to new business, maybe. But is anyone right now thinking in terms of how we really take advantage of the public relations of moving into this building and working on a rollout of all the publicity we need?
Yeah, I'll comment on that. We're talking very closely with FSU about that. And we will be hosting a Florida Business Incubator Association meeting in the fall. And Discovery Days, FSU, that's in the fall. And so we've talked about, in order to maximize the PR, why don't we consider a grand opening after our soft opening to leverage the multiplication factor of all these things happening in roughly the same timeline.
And we're touring groups. We've got the Chamber CEO Council coming through there. I mean, we're going to, soon enough, we'll be able to have meetings there, I would hope, and I think David brought it up, not putting my idea, that our next board meeting may, in fact, we'll do at the new lab, assuming the furniture is assembled. I don't know if anybody wants to sit Indian style.
Yeah, sure,
that's right. And we get the internet work, which is not yet.
Could we do the tech grant there?
Yeah, everything would be done there. Everything would be done there. I mean, the lab is spectacular. I mean, there's nothing like it. We had the guys that run the, you know, real operations, Sid Martin down in Gainesville. They were just here this week, and they're blown away with the lab. They also told us to steal all of the contractors that they left there, because we're going to need the scissors. We're going to need the ladders. We're going to need all that stuff.
That was a joke.
It was a joke. Yeah, for the record, that was a joke. But yeah, they said, you're going to need
all that. Guy's missing.
You mean just because it's that kind of building?
No, we're going to need everything.
How are you going to clean? Go look at the glass on the second floor of the lobby. How are you going to clean that? We're going to need something, or a tall guy.
All right, so the next meeting is scheduled for... We have a special meeting on March 7th if we need it. Does anybody... Are there any particular items that... we're anticipating needing to discuss on March 7th. Then we have our regular meeting on March 21.
That was a special meeting too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be out of town for that meeting, March 21. So if we hold that one, I will not be available.
That's the same day for the exact meeting too.
Well, we do also that they have executive committee though.
It's like, it sounds like we're moving that.
We'll talk about moving it, okay.
Just based on what Devin said.
All right, so let's
figure that out.
Let's come up with a new schedule on that. Okay, any other comments for the good of the order?
Mr. Chair, real quick, and I'll be very cautious about what I say because the mayor and I both serve on Blueprint together, so for sunshine purposes, we'll be very cognizant of that. But at our February 29th Blueprint meeting, I expect that we'll be talking about the Airport Gateway project again. Okay. and what the elements of that are. So I'll just leave it at that. I don't feel like I can say anything more than that, other than that at that we may see some decision making at that February 29th Blueprint meeting about the, you know, the entrance to Innovation Park.
Okay. So thank you. Anybody else?
Well, on that March 21, I think we had tentative the audit committee. We did change.
I think we had the audit committee at 9.
It's the 7th.
Oh, the 7th. I'm sorry.
7th.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, and it'll be ready by then, the draft of the report.
Okay, good.
Last chance, final comments.
So which day is the meeting?
I don't think we...
7th or the 23rd? On either.
Maybe the April 4th meeting. Maybe we've got those two special meetings on the books just in case Peggy has to get in front of those from a notice perspective. But that's obviously the April 4th meeting, which is only 6 weeks from now, is the next scheduled meeting. And frankly, I can't imagine what material would happen other than the stuff we've already contemplated hoping that be happening would have happened between now and then, that there'll be any kind of major decision to be made. Unless it's a lease for space, which I will advance and then hopefully get ratified subsequently.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, good meeting.